Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are happy to be again in the tower room of the air castle because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. There is quite a lot of excitement in the air castle today. As you remember, when the Aircastle family was together the last time, a pirate who came into the Aircastle in some unknown way was let out of the room which President Pip found and dashed away to the sea, taking with him the little music box which we liked so much. And I think President Pip is trying to get in touch with Captain Jinx, his old friend and a very brave sea captain, to see if we can locate the pirates who have escaped, taking with them the music box. But while we're waiting for President Pip, and so that we may all be happy together, let's sing a little song. How would you like to hear the song about the funny paper people? This morning I jumped out of bed, blinked my eyes, scratched my head. What a dream, oh, what a dream I had. Thought the funny paper came to life. What a scene of storm and strife I was in. It nearly drove me mad. Andy Gump was cross with Min. She banged him with a rolling pin. Spark Plug kicked the front door in at the funny paper jamboree. Dindy Moore cooked up some stew, nice corned beef and cabbage too. But the party just fell through at the funny paper jamboree. The cats and jammer kids could not be quiet. They blew off all the lids. Oh, what a riot! Ella Cinders lost her bow. Why she left him, we don't know. She married Barney Googolo at the funny paper jamboree. Polly gave her pals the air. Jiggs and Maggie had to stare. Crazy Cat ran everywhere at the funny paper jamboree. Happy Hooligan was seen, dressed in orange, also green. Little Ignat acted mean at the funny paper jamboree. Hey, be the agent, met Mutt and Jeff. He tried to sell them, but they were deep, dive, dope, deaf. Little Skeezix began to cry for the moon way up in the sky. Little Felix wondered why at the funny paper jamboree. Boob McNutt amazed the crowd, saying funny things out loud. With a club he was endowed at the funny paper jamboree. Papa Nebs went out to shop for a bathtub and a mop. But he slipped and fell ka-flop at the funny paper jamboree. When Dottie Dimple came in the room, everybody fall down, go boom, boom, boom. Skippy flew a great big kite. It pulled him way up out of sight. What a nightmare, what a night at the funny paper jamboree. And that's a song about the funny paper people. Clickety-clack, here he comes. Now perhaps we'll hear all about it. No doubt Bugler Murphy is with him. Hello, Clickety-Clack and Bibbler Murphy. Oh, my, just see them today. They are dressed in little aviator's costumes. They have little helmets and leggings and belts. And, oh, they look so fine today. Are we going to take a trip in the airplane? Surely we must be. We're going with President Pip? Oh, that's wonderful. I see. We're going to try to get the music box back again from the pirate. Is that it? President Pip will be here pretty soon. Oh, then we'll know just what we're going to do. Well, just see, here's Yip, little wooden dog. Hello, Yip. Ah, little Yip. I wonder if Yip is going with us. Yip is wearing a little aviator's helmet, too. Oh. Well, Yip, perhaps you can stay and guard the air castle so that nothing else will happen while we are away. Bugle Murphy, here's President Pip coming upstairs now. How about the salute on the new little bugle? Hello, President Pip.
Well, how do you do? Goodness me. How do I look?
You look fine, President Pip. I think that's a very, very fetching outfit you have.
Well, I'm gonna pilot my airplane.
Pardon me?
I'm gonna pilot my airplane. Goodness me, I'm not gonna pilot my airplane. Oh, my. Well, don't be uneasy. I'm just waiting for a signal from Captain Jinx from his ship. You know, as soon as we hear from Captain Jinx, we're gonna go out after that pirate boat and we're gonna see if we can't rescue the music box.
Oh, I think we should, President Pip. You know, it really belongs to the air castle.
And that pirate didn't have any right to come and take it. Mm-hmm. No, sirree. So I have a little plan.
What is it, President Pip?
Well, we're going to get into the airplane. The spirit of adventure. You know, the one which never fails because I invented it.
Yes.
And we're going to sail out as soon as we get our directions by radio from Captain Jinx, telling us where the pirate boat is. We're going to get in the airship, sail over it, and we're going to let Clickety-Quack down by a rope. And he's gonna fasten the rope to the music box, and then we're gonna fly away and bring it along on the end of the rope and pull up the rope and then come home and we'll have the music box. And Clickety Clack has to be brave to do that, and if he succeeds, I'm gonna stamp him a little medal for bravery.
Oh, Clickety Clack is very excited about the prospects of being decorated for bravery. He always likes adventure.
So does Bugler Murphy. I should sing so, he says. Well, come on up on the tower. We haven't any time to lose, and Clickety Clack is going on ahead. He can hardly wait. Just a minute, Story Man. Clickety Clack, you and Bugler Murphy, you go on up and take the canvas off of the airplane, and we'll be up there in just a minute. There they go. They certainly mind well.
Yes, I admire Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy very much for that. They always mind very well.
Now, I'll turn on my radio and see if I can't get in touch with Captain Jinx. Wait a minute, I think I'll just about have his wavelength now.
President Pip, are you sure you have your directions right?
Yes, Captain Jinx wouldn't tell me wrong. He wouldn't tell me wrong, my old friend. All right, now, just a minute. Are we ready?
Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy are already seated in the back. That's the way, little wooden men. Oh, they're fine little fellows.
All right, Story Man, I'll get in. I'll get in, and then you can, when I say contact, start the motor, and we'll have this music box back, if everything works right, in just almost no time.
All right, President Pip, are you in?
I'm in. Wait till I get my goggles on. Look. All right, get my beard caught a little bit. Goodness me.
All right, President Pip.
Well, now, wait a minute till I get it all set. Contact! That's the way.
All right, President Pip.
Well, hurry up. Hop in. Sit still, Bugle Murphy and Clickety Clack. Don't you lean out too far.
All right, President Pip.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that was a wonderful takeoff, President Pip. Very good indeed.
Well, I know how to run my airplane, believe me. I mean our airplane. Excuse me for saying my.
All right. It belongs to all of us, doesn't it?
Yes, the whole family. Now we're heading right out. See down below, we're going over the valley and the mountain. There's the ocean. And we'll soon be there. Now, Clickety Clack, remember what I told you? Let's let down the line now.
All right, President Pip, you want to uncoil the rope?
Uncoil the rope. Clickety Clack, get ready to climb down. I see the boat now. See, that's it, the one with the black flag.
Oh, that's the pirate boat, all right. And way beyond it is Captain Jinx.
Well, see, yes, that's Captain Jinx's boat. You can see his flag. Red, white, and blue. Goodness me. All right. Now, quickly. Clickety Clack starts climbing down the rope. Now, don't turn loose. Remember, we're going to swoop down low, and we're going to get right down, so right down to the deck of the airplane. And don't pay any attention to where they is, the pirates. Don't let them get you. You just hook this hook in the handle of the music box, and never mind if they shouting or anything, but you just scramble right back up the rope. All right, now we're getting close. You know your signals now, what you're supposed to do.
There he goes. Clickety Clack is climbing down the rope. Oh, isn't he brave?
I should say he is brave. All right. Now he's getting close. Oh, I'll have to swoop down a little lower. Swoop down a little lower. All right. Now for the... Oh, look at the pirates all gathered on there. Oh! They're trying to catch him. They're trying to catch him. Oh, will he make it? Will he make it?
Oh, President Pippi's right there. There's the music box. He's putting the hook in it. Putting the hook in it. Oh, we've got it. Oh, they're trying to get him.
That's the way. Oh, climb back up. Clickety clack, climb back up. We've got it.
Oh, we've got the music box, President Pip. That's wonderful. Oh, President Pip.
Hooray for Clickety clack. Oh, here he is.
Oh, Clickety clack, that was wonderful. Now let's pull up the music box. Ah, heave-ho, heave-ho. Those pirates are foiled.
They're not only foiled, but spoiled. Goodness me. We foiled the mother spoiled. Here's a good old music box. Now we're turning back to the air castle. Ha-ha, success. Clickety-clack, I'll make you the biggest medal that you ever wore. You won't hardly be able to carry it.
Clickety-clack, I want to congratulate you. That was very wonderful. I think you're a very brave little wooden man. I don't think there's another wooden man, unless it's Bugler Murphy, who could be so brave. That is, little wooden man 1 foot high.
Thank you very much. All right, we're getting close to the air castle. Hang on tight. We're going to land.
All right, President Pip. Ah, we're circling around the tower. Now we'll soon make a landing. Oh, I'm so glad you know how to run this airplane so well, President Pip.
Oh, goodness me, I have to.
All right. Hang on tight, everybody.
Successful and clickety-clack. I want to congratulate you about 15 more times. Goodness me. Well, let's see if they hurt the music box any. Oh, I want to see if it'll run. If it will, I'll be the happiest little president.
Oh, President Pip, isn't that pretty? And just think, we nearly lost it.
Well, we didn't lose it, thanks to clickety-clack and everybody. Story man, you know, when they put one over on President Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln, McPhip, they've done something.
I should say they have. Ah. Well, let's take the music box on downstairs to the tower room and place it there. Then we'll always have it near so that when we want to play it...
We'll see the little elephants dancing again. They certainly like it. Oh, it's pretty.
The magic bells are ringing now for all the good little girls and boys everywhere because they are so good. For the little girls and boys who may have been naughty because they are not going to be naughty anymore. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.